The Department of Defense and the Department of Veterans Affairs are a long way from deploying new electronic health record systems that can communicate with each other. Both agencies didn't meet a deadline last year to make sure their data complies with national standards. Valerie Melvins, Director of Information Management and Technology Resources Issues at the Government Accountability Office, and looking at this issue. Valerie, what does the Consolidated Appropriations Act call for, and how did that lead you to looking at this work? Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Francis. Well, as you know, VA and DOD have they operate two of the nation's largest healthcare systems. They serve about 16 million veterans and active duty service members and their beneficiaries at a cost of about $1 billion a year. The Consolidated Appropriations Act had asked us to look at how DOD and VA have been pursuing interoperable electronic health record systems. And this stems largely from the fact that for about two decades, both departments have been engaged in a number of efforts to try to advance their electronic health record interoperability. And that is the sharing of their electronic health records in a seamless way so that they can promote the use of the information that's in those records, regardless of where that veteran or that active duty service member is being treated. Over the past couple of years, DOD and VA have moved toward developing their separate systems. DOD has just awarded a contract to modernize its electronic health record system, and VA is in the process of planning to modernize its existing system. With that, we were asked to look at the actions that the departments were taking and where their efforts were going. And so we evaluated their progress toward achieving interoperability between the electronic health record systems of those two departments.
I've had this described to me a number of different ways by a number of different people who are stakeholders on both sides of this, Valerie. One way it has been described to me is that the goal is interoperability between the two systems, that is the VISTA system at the Department of Veterans Affairs and whatever the name turns out to be for the DOD system that was just awarded. Mm-hmm. And the other way that this has been explained to me is that the desired outcome is interoperability of the electronic health records themselves, so that if the record, as long as the VA system can read the DOD system's records and vice versa, that's fine. Are those reasonable ways to explain what you found as you looked at this, or are those descriptions kind of off track?
I think where what we focused on with regard to that, certainly we're talking about electronic health record systems. These are large systems that hopefully are going to allow those two departments to have some type of comprehensive record of a patient's health care. The issue that we've seen over the years is that VA and DOD have taken a number of steps, and these have gone on across the two decades, to try to put in place various capabilities that would increase the sharing of their healthcare data. What we haven't seen as of yet is a capability that allows them to share all of their healthcare data. So what this report focused on was the efforts that they were taking toward trying to get this interoperable capability or planning for this interoperable capability between these new systems. This becomes important for the fact that the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2014 included a couple of requirements relative to them ensuring that the healthcare data contained, first of all, in the existing two systems is computable in real time and that it complies with national health data standards. And these standards are critical because you've got to have both systems essentially able to talk to each other. They have to, the data has to be readable across both systems so that if you're talking about a particular type of vaccine in one system, you're talking about that same type of vaccine in another system. So what we are focusing on at this point is what type of comprehensive system the two departments are putting in place that would allow them to have this sharing of data across all of the different types of data that they have, not just interim measures that do, in fact, give them some sharing capabilities. That's been going on for years. But on a more comprehensive level is what we're looking for at this point.
I appreciate the distinction because I think the distinction is important, especially when we discern that you looked at one approach that I described earlier and your charge was not to look, because of the provisions of the law, at the other approach that I mentioned. Okay, so walk us through then those requirements and metrics that the departments were supposed to meet and measure in order to determine where they were going.
Well, as I mentioned, the National Defense Authorization Act for 2014, as one of the requirements, the departments were to ensure that all of the healthcare data contained in the existing systems, that is the DoD ALTA system, as they call it now, and VA's VISTA system, complied with the national standards by ensuring that that data, you know, could be shared across the two departments, and that it was computable in real time. And then there was the second aspect of that, which was that they deploy, and that was supposed to be done, I should say, by October 1st, 2014. A second requirement was that they deploy modernized electronic health record software to support their clinicians in ensuring full standards-based interoperability by December 31st in 2016. So that got at that more comprehensive capability that I was talking about. And again, what we found was that they have they've taken some steps toward putting in place their interoperable capabilities. However, as far as being having a full standards-based interoperability by December 31st, 2016. We saw that the activities that they were taking won't be completed by that time frame. For both departments, we saw they identified activities that are expected to go on toward developing their modernized capabilities well beyond those years. Another important part was the metrics that we were focusing on. And what we found in this case was DoD and VA did have certain types of metrics in place, what we call process metrics, that would allow them to provide some information relative to their progress on certain types of products and services that they're delivering. For example, the number of electronic health records that were being queried in an hour or a day. But of concern to us was that they did not have outcome-based metrics. And these are metrics that address the results of the products and service. In other words, what type of improvements in healthcare are you achieving for what you put in place? Whether the quality of care is better, whether clinicians are more satisfied. We didn't find that they had established metrics to gauge that type of improvement across the their efforts to modernize and to have these interoperable capabilities. We didn't see that they had goals to work toward in terms of achieving that or learning and understanding what type of improvements they're making, and certainly had not included that in any of the guidance that they are putting in place.
Your recommendations, Valerie, this is Valerie Melvin of the Government Accountability Office. Your recommendations revolve primarily around those two issues. And you write in your recommendations that the Pentagon and the VA should work with the Interagency Program Office to establish a time frame for identifying outcome-oriented metrics. Do you have a thought or an opinion as to what that timeline should look like, or does your recommendation solely revolve around the idea that they should establish one, whatever it may be?
Our recommendation revolves around the fact that we want them to establish it. We have not taken a position in terms of the time frame. I think our concern, though, is that, you know, this is an effort that has been going on for many, many years. We do see it as something that should be done very expeditiously. We don't see it as something that should drag on for years. So it would be our focus and our concern that they get this done as soon as possible, because it's essential to guiding the efforts that they need.
The next in the set of recommendations is defining related goals to provide a basis for assessing and reporting on the status of interoperability. That reflects back on the establishment of the mileposts that we talked about earlier in our conversation, doesn't it, Valerie?
That's correct. You've got to have goals. You've got to know what it is you're trying to achieve, and you know whether that goal, you know, perhaps it's not 100%, but you know, what are you seeking in terms of the way of improvement, and then what metrics, what forms of measure will you use to actually be able to determine that you actually are meeting that goal?
And the third one is relatively simple sounding compared to the first two. If you've nailed the first two, you should be able to pull the third one off. That's just updating the guidance of the interagency program office to reflect what you've decided in the first two. Is that correct?
That's correct. It sounds simple, but it actually, Francis, is an extremely important step that we find often that agencies don't, in fact, you know, upgrade their guidance to make sure that there's a common understanding across their agencies or departments about what it is that they need to do. And to have that reminder there that they can look to know that, you know, this is what we're supposed to be focusing on.